Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Rachel Roberts.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast. Yeah. With us, as always, Grace Rosen.
Mm-hmm. That's me, hi.
And
maybe not always.
Maybe not always. Grace, go ahead, tell him. Break it to him.
It's a dark day at The Daily Dish.
It is with great sadness that I announce that this will be my last Daily Dish podcast episode.
Why? Because fans mean nothing to you? Or
no, the fans mean everything to me.
You have no dedication to starting something and seeing it through?
I have loved...
Yeah. We're just being extra mean because we love her so much.
Yes.
And we're really f***ing mad about it.
I'm so sorry. But I'm moving on to a new job where I will not be podcasting. So I'm not even, it's not like competitive.
Is it a housewifian job? Like, are you starting your own dress line?
Ooh,
or
yes.
An alcohol brand?
Yeah, that's the only thing we'll accept.
Yes, I'm starting a cheater brand called The Daily Bowl Podcast.
Actually, you're going to do a really nerdy
It's really
job.
Boring. Yes, I'm going to do product management.
Right. She'll just be like a walking Dilbert cartoon or something.
And it's in L.A., so...
Yeah, you're moving to L.A.
I'm moving to L.A., so...
Yeah!
I did post it on my Instagram stories last week, and some fans were like, wait, what? Which was very sweet that they reached out, and I'm sorry I broke the news that way. But, yeah...
Well, you will just now have to be our sort of freelance LA correspondent.
I'll be a stringer, yeah.
And tell us about all the Bravoleb sightings.
What was that movie with that guy?
Yep.
Night.
And the people.
It's my favorite game.
Yep. The movie with the guy.
Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I never saw that.
Me
I
neither.
Thought it would be too dark.
It's pretty dark, but that's what I'll be for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Does he kill people?
No.
He just photographs dead people.
He's like an ambulance chaser. He's a newsman.
Oh.
But so that'll be me with housewives.
But
so,
live housewives.
Is it like Jude Law's character in Road to Perdition? It's a great film. I don't know if you guys watch good cinema.
All right, well, we are drinking. We are cheersing to Grace's last episode.
Even though I'm the one who had to run out and get it, but that's fine.
No, I'm sorry. You owe us for leaving us.
Yeah.
Well, cheers to...
Hate this cheers.
Okay, cheers to...
A great last episode.
A great last episode.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But for the record, we're coming back.
Right. Well, listeners won't be. They're like, well, Grace is gone.
All right. So say this for the last time ever. Give us the news, Grace.
And for the last time I'll say, sorry, I lost my document.
Can I say, I know obviously nothing can trump your leaving, which is the saddest, but I went to get lunch today and I went to the elevator bank and out comes like a bat out of hell, Jorinda and her daughter.
They were here?
Yeah.
Andy Cohen was in the office today.
What were they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Do you know?
All I was told is...
Anyway, I thought it
Did
was
you say hi?
She was in the middle of a conversation with Hannah.
Right.
So it was, I was going to be like, Dorinda!
Mm. Did she look happy?
She was wearing very regular clothes.
Okay.
I don't know. If it's like when they come into the office.
Face?
You know when they come into the office on days, usually with us, it's their press days. So they're like full glam and like everything. But this is clearly just like a regular day.
Yeah.
If that gives you any inclination.
Gotcha.
And Hannah. Maybe they're pitching a new mother-daughter show.
Maybe.
Heard it here first.
Elsewhere in the news, the big story of the week is a couple outlets were reporting that Joe Giudice, there had been a change in his case and that he was going to be deported back to Italy when his sentence was over, which has been kind of a question mark the whole time that he's been going through this legal journey. But the Giudice family attorney, James J. Leonard Jr., confirmed that nothing has changed. He said to People, I can state with absolute certainty that no decision has been made regarding the immigration status of Joe Giudice.
Mm. So don't believe the rumors.
We spoke to a VP of current production here at Bravo, who is going to be on a guest in a couple weeks. And she also had no other information.
Yeah, no, that was really interesting because she's worked on Real Housewives of New Jersey from the beginning.
Yeah, she said she came in on like the last episodes of season one of New Jersey.
Right. And I mean, season two and three were out of this world. So I can't wait to get the full stories from her and then share them with everyone.
Literally talk to her about everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we'll see if there's any new breaking news on the Joe Giudice case in the next couple weeks. The other big piece of news this week is that former housewife of Orange County, Alexis Bellino, and her husband Jim are getting divorced.
Megan was very affected by this news.
I was. I mean, here's the thing. It's like when Tamara and Simon got divorced, I knew it was for the best because Tamara was clearly unhappy. But Alexis and Jim always seemed very in love. And yes, they didn't have a marriage that everyone swooned over. They said some very polarizing things because they're very religious and the whole, the man is the head of the household.
God, my husband, my kids.
Right. But I also firmly believe everyone's marriage is different and you have to do what works for you. And I thought that they were really in love. And how many years of marriage?
They married in 2005. So they've been married for a little over 13 years.
So 13 years of marriage. So that's just...
And they cited, what, irreconcilable differences?
Yes, irreconcilable differences.
But they have three kids.
Right.
A boy and those twin girls. I was going back, actually, and reliving some of my favorite Alexis and Jim moments. You know, we had them talking about the time they first met and Vicky fell asleep on them.
Shaved and like just ripped up to me. He's like, I know you're either hot or thirsty, so which one is it? And I'm just like, I'm
that's
like,
the one. That's what he said.
Alexis had to say how many cocktails she had and where she had them and where she was wearing and did it.
Point on, never a problem. They were both free.
Where are you dying, Vicky? They're sleeping.
To me, that's just rude. If it's a joke and you do it real quick and then you're like back interested listening again, that's one thing, but that's not how it occurred.
We snore. It's no big deal. She got totally offended at that. It's like, it's not a big deal.
Please, let's move on.
Classic moment.
Classic.
Classic moment.
Her at dinner and she's eating the liver. She tries a piece of Gretchen's liver and starts gagging.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then it causes Vicky to start gagging. It's just like that train reaction of throwing up.
I'm going
to
be very daring right now.
Very
try.
Liver-ish.
I think it's excellent. I love it.
You okay? No, you're not okay. Oh. Hey, she threw it up.
She spit it out.
Have you never had it before?
Don't throw
ever?
Up.
Don't throw
wait.
Up.
I was.
All right.
Wait.
Oh my God.
My favorite. And, you know, then the whole Tamara says they're all flash, no cash, because they got a modified loan.
Vicky told me that Alexis's house was going into foreclosure.
So you're staying, like the stupid rumors I read on the internet, not true.
Oh my God,
where the
girl.
Heck did that come from?
You know the difference between a modification and a short sale, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And foreclosure, right?
Yes.
Okay. The papers don't seem to know the difference.
A loan modification, the new word for foreclosure in Orange County.
No comment.
And then the girls, they all had like a sort of come to Jesus, if you will. Like, Alexis, you talk so much about your money. You need to stop.
I know where this is going.
Where's it going?
I had to take Xanax.
But like, you know, you should. I think that they were just trying to say their point of view. I don't think that they were bullying.
Again,
and for you to say
she's
that
heard it over and
is
over
such
and over
a huge thing to say. So people commit
it's
suicide.
Bullying.
I don't think
and I had to go on Xanax for it, Lydia.
Costa Rica blindsided me and kind of put me into a tailspin. And I did take some medication.
Oh, yeah. I had to take Xanax, Lydia.
Yeah.
But I will say my favorite moment was in season 8. It's at that like winter wonderland party at Vicky's house, and Tamara goes up to Jim and Alexis and says to Jim, I'm really sorry. I feel like I said a lot of mean things about you. And he starts crying.
I feel like a little bit of a schmuck, and I want to say that I apologize for ever judging you in any way.
Thank you.
I'll be the first to admit, I prejudged you. I did. Without getting to know you. You're a tough nut to crack. I'll tell you that. You are. Not so much right now.
But you're a good person. And I see why she loves you.
Thank you. You're ruining a $1,000 scarf.
I don't care.
And you just realize that, yeah, he can be like, I don't know.
Choose your words carefully here, Megan.
But the underneath all of that, there's like a soft guy who's just as affected as the rest of us by mean comments.
My favorite Alexis moment and Jim is when she has her photo shoot for...
I just watched that clip.
Alexis Couture. And he's like, yeah, stick your butt out more. Remember?
Yeah.
She should turn.
This dress?
Just stick,
maybe like
stick
this.
Your butt
maybe
out.
Just like this.
Straight, babe. The angle's bad. Stick your butt out more on the right.
Just like this.
That's my favorite moment of their marriage.
No, my like in that clip, and we'll include it in the description, but like she's literally laying on the floor like you would see a crime scene.
Yeah, yes, I can see it in my head. I know exactly what you're talking about. Here's my hope.
Yeah.
She ditches Jim because unlike you, I'm happy. I mean, I'm sad. In the words of Vicki Gunvalson,
God hates divorce.
So like I'm sad for her because I'm sure this is very hard for her. But what if this becomes the reason she gets to come back to the Real Housewives of Orange County?
Wow.
Right? Single?
There are a lot of single ladies on OC right now.
Ready to mingle?
And then maybe when she's on the show, they get back together.
See?
We'll make it happen.
Don't you guys worry. We got it all planned out. Well, should we get into this week's shows?
All right, if we must.
Okay. Potomac wasn't on.
Right. Sorry.
Boo. I have a controversial opinion this week about Below Deck Mediterranean.
I'm ready.
That's my opinion!
I think Joao, not so much of a terrible person, as everyone says, because I think that him and Hannah maybe are equally to blame for their clashing. It's not just Jezebob.
Okay.
Okay. I did a lot of research this
no,
week.
No, I want to hear it. I want to hear your full defense of Joao.
First of all, on the way to dinner this week, he's sitting next to Hannah in the car, right? Yes. This is before he breaks the glass. And she was like, what's going on with you and Casey? And he's like, oh, I feel like she doesn't have any friends on the boat, which is like, because you're terrible to her. So like, I'm happy to be there for her if she needs someone to talk to. And then she goes,
that's sweet. Liars have feelings too.
About Casey. So like, you're not going to be in his good graces. He just said like, I'm her friend.
Right.
I see you kind of being a bully to her.
Yeah.
So that happens. Then they're at dinner, and she does not cheers him, like, very nicely. She's, like, not looking in his eyes. She's right. Clearly not happy about
right.
it.
That was so f***ing forced. It's scary. Can you just be nice?
Can I just be nice?
Yes. Like, look at me when you cheers, no?
Although, I can't tell, because someone right before they cheer says, chin chin, motherfucker.
Chin chin,
and I can't tell who it is. I swear I listened to it like 15 times. I don't think it's him. I think it might be somebody else cheersing.
Okay. But it could be said in like sort of an offhand
yeah,
jokey way.
Totally. She doesn't look at him, and then he's like, come on, look at me in the eye, and she like refuses to.
Right.
So then he says, not so great, this.
Hope that sip went down with nails.
What did you just say to me?
I said, I hope that sip went down with nails.
Which agree. Not great. Not a great sentiment to say to someone.
Right.
But then right after that, you hear Chef Adam be like, they're both just instigators. So
right.
Like, they were going to clash, and that's just what they're going to do.
Jesus. We can't go a single night out without having some ridiculous argument between Hannah and Joao.
Neither of them like being challenged, and both of them love to challenge.
Then she comes back to the table, and right across him is like, he's fucking psycho. As if, like... He's not going to hear this or something.
Right.
And then, of course, the glass breaks.
Sorry. My bad.
Which, like, is mortifying and crazy.
Right, because he's just staring at them and you
he's
see.
He's not staring at them, though. He's, like, looking somewhere else.
The camera's behind him.
I imagine he's looking straight at Hannah.
And he crushes the glass in his hand.
This is why I give you guys paper cups.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Thank you. Grace. Okay, so that also not great. You can tell he's like embarrassed and didn't want that to happen. It's not like he like threw a glass at her.
Right.
We're not in the Real Housewives of New Jersey situation. Later on, Brooke is passed out and Hannah's like taking photos and they're like kind of messing with her. And he's like defending her honor and being like,
all right, no, that's wrong. I'm sorry. No.
What are you doing?
Brooke, don't make me wake her up.
And then Hannah comes over to him, literally says, get out of my face. She hits his drink out of his hand.
Honey, you're standing up for your morals at the wrong time, right?
Walk away. I don't want to talk to you. Thank you.
I think that they both instigate each other a lot and it creates this terribleness. And I also love the next day when she's like, I really try to avoid you. And then thank you again. God bless editing. They literally show like 5 times where she instigates with him.
Yeah, but I just avoid you.
Do you really?
I am the chief steward, but I'll still make you my bitch, sweetheart.
I'm gonna talk to you, thank you.
Get the out my face.
Oh my God, you just don't.
I do stay clear of you.
She's like, I never approach you. I keep clear of you. And it's obviously not true. Look at the footage.
So, yes, compelling argument.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. I also went back to the old other episode when they fight in the van on the way home. He's just standing there being fun. He like lays on top of her. They're all having a good time. And then she says, I'll make you a bitch if I want to.
I like holding my balls because I don't know what the f*** the stewardess is doing.
I'm not a stewardess, sweetheart. I'm your chief steward.
Oh. You're not my you are a chief steward.
I am the chief steward, but I'll still make you my bitch, sweetheart.
He does say some pretty terrible things in the van.
For a 30-year-old, for nothing you have got going on in your life, you're pretty
what
sweet.
What the f*** do you know about my life?
Later on, he said...
Listen, I'm not asking for a juggling thunder like you to come out and be an asshole.
Rewind. A juggling? Who the f*** do you think you are?
Right.
Not great. Again, I don't... Maybe it's not that, like, his behavior is okay. I just don't think it's, like... He's so terrible, and Hannah's this, like, shining light of good behavior.
Right.
I think it's more complex than that. And, by the way, Brooke likes it.
It's nice to hear Drow was sticking up for me last night in his own way. I just love how much of a gentleman he is, and it's something I really value.
And I didn't like that Hannah totally lied to her. It's like, I was making a kissy face with you. You were not.
Do you know what I did? You passed out at the second place, and I literally was taking, like, a photo of me, like, kissing your cheek.
Why?
Because it's funny.
I thought you liked Hannah.
I do. That's the other part that is hard. I do like Hannah. I know. I do. So that's why I'm like, they just aren't good together.
Right. That's true.
F***ing dick in front of the crew.
Your advice means absolutely nothing to me. I say as I feel.
Yeah. It's good. Anyway, that's my in defense of Joao. But what do you guys think? Am I totally off? Just saying.
No. You put it out there. Everyone, let her know.
2 to tango. So this week on The Real Housewives of New York City, we have this controversy over a photograph that was posted to Instagram.
Right, because Luann has just gotten out of rehab. She doesn't really necessarily want people to know she's out yet. Like, she's still getting her bearings. And then Ramona announces for her, oh, hey, Luann's out. Oh, and she's hanging out with us at a restaurant. And, oh, there are wine glasses. I'm going to take an Instagram and post it.
Mm-hmm. So several things. I printed out the photo.
I'm looking at it right now.
Which I had to print out from the episode because Ramona has since taken it down.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, just putting that out there. Dorinda Bendley, though, liked it. I just want to put that out there as well.
Oh.
I don't know if any other housewives did because, like, we can only see liked by Dorinda Bendley and, like, 2,000 whatever other people. But just a thought.
Sonia looks great.
Does she?
Yeah, so I think the argument was that Ramona said the photo is so beautiful. Like, of course she's going to post it.
She's like, we all look beautiful. It's such a beautiful photo. Is that how you would describe this photo?
Well, okay. So we have a roaring fire in the background.
Okay.
We're seated at a table with a white linen tablecloth. Some vases with weird greenery, a couple wine glasses, one in front of Luann, which is probably just water.
Yeah.
But something in front of Bethany that's not clear.
I think that's wine. Probably. I'm going to go with it being wine. It's a lot of table.
Carol is cropped off.
Totally cropped.
Like, she was like, Carol, you look luminous, but it's like half her head's gone.
Right.
I think Ramona looks great.
Exactly.
Ooh, yeah.
Ramona's hair is perfectly coiffed.
She has perfect posture. You know what I mean?
Yep. as if that's such a, like, veiled. I do think it's a beautiful photo.
Beautiful enough to be like, I don't get why she's mad.
No. I think you should have asked Luann's permission first.
Absolutely. The gang's all here, by the way, is the caption, hashtag reunited.
Yeah, not great.
Not great, Ramona.
But still, a beautiful picture.
What do you think about her being like, oh, I get it now, like three-fourths of the way through the episode?
I think she wanted the argument to be over.
Mm, I do too. Maybe that's when she took it down.
Because I will say, she was also very apologetic about the whole Tom New Year's Eve party thing. And then in her blog, not so apologetic.
Okay, so I didn't think she was very apologetic. The whole time she was like, really? We're talking about it again?
But then she'd be like, okay, I get it. I get it. I'm sorry. And then her blog, she's like, Luann's done worse. And here's a list. We'll put a link to that blog in the description.
But yeah, I just... Is it a sunset? Is it a rainbow? Is it any of those things?
Those things you think are worth...
Worth, like,
outing
I had,
someone.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think would be worth outing someone who didn't want to be out back into society again?
I don't know. That has 2,800 likes, so I think that's worth it to me.
Okay.
Anything that would get 2,800 likes, that's worth it to
Right,
me.
It's more than I've ever gotten.
Right.
Okay. Good to know your price.
Yeah. It's not high.
Anyway, so that all happened... By the end, I wonder when she took it down. As of June 26th, 25th, it was down. So
All
I don't
right.
know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, should we get into our interview this week?
Yes, please.
Okay. Austin Kroll from Southern Charm was in the office. And I won't speak for you, but for me, I was like, oh, cool. I'm excited to talk to Austin. Not especially... over the moon about it. You know, he's never been a Craig to me. But then we talked to him.
Move over, Craig.
Well, there's room for both of you.
I think he has now fully pushed Craig out of my heart.
What?
There is only space
but
for Austin
this just
Kroll.
Goes to show we were not they say love comes when you least expect it. And that is so true.
When you know, you know.
First of all, very tall.
Very, I thought you were going to say handsome, but yes, both. First of all, very tall. Second of all, very handsome.
Third, wearing glasses.
Oh, he was wearing glasses, you guys, which apparently he's going to do at the reunion. So look for that.
Right. Then, before he really even starts the interview, he's like, do you have my beer? He's talking to the press person. She went goes and gets him a beer, which I didn't know what to make of that. But then he was so cool during the interview.
At first,
like,
I was
no,
like,
it's
"What?
It's endearing."
Yes, and I was like, "That's his thing. He's a beer guy. He's making his own."
He was early, which I always appreciate.
Right, he was early.
Yes,
that never happens.
And then, like, just willing to play ball. He was fun.
Yeah, he was like great to talk to.
We got sexual real quick.
Not joking. It like we literally slid into his DMs.
Here's that interview.
I don't understand. If I hear one more person say like, oh my God, Shep, you have to meet my daughter. I'm like, are you nuts? Basically, you're saying that you want Shep to fuck your daughter and never speak to her again. Like, what is wrong with you? Women, they'll like approach us and be like, Shep, can I show you a picture of my daughter? And I'm like, this is
everyone
insane.
Everyone thinks they'll be the one to change.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Do you not get the same response?
No. I have your mothers don't ask me to meet their daughters. No, I
they're like, meet me.
Yeah.
Again, people like, you know, reach out to me like on LinkedIn and stuff.
Okay, and we ask like, this all the time. What's like the weirdest thing that you've gotten?
You know, God, you know, just people asking me to, it's not weird, like, you know, wedding dates and like, you should meet my sister. And this woman reached out to Cam several times and to me, you know, I've seen it. And she was like, Austin, this woman won't leave me alone. And it's just like, you know, her daughter, like, yay or nay. And I was like,
oh my God.
Okay, let's dabble in this. And
was it a yay or was it a nay?
Well, it was a, yeah, let's see what's going on. you know? And I talked to her a bit, and then, I mean, by a bit, I mean, we exchanged more than one, you know, DM.
Okay, okay.
And, you know, she's like, I'm in Charlotte. Like, when you're here, we should... And nothing ever came of it, you know? I'm like, I've done this before, and I don't want to waste my time and effort on, like, I will meet someone not through social media, I'll tell you that much.
How many unsolicited sexts do you get? Like, photos? Wait, or videos?
How many sexts do I get?
Because someone on Below Deck Med, he would get feet?
No.
Hannah got requests for her feet.
Like, can you please send me pictures of your feet?
Hannah does.
Yeah.
But the guy would get videos and photos of women.
I do know,
imagine.
Hannah, actually. Not like that. It's funny, but we had like a big fun night in New York. And who knows what could have been. But what happened was she was here traveling, you know, with her mom.
Oh.
And I'm staying at a friend's house. And it's like, well, let's keep this party going. Let's go, you know, and, you know, because the bars are closed. It was like 4. It's like, let's go drink in your room. I can't. My mom's up there. Okay, well, let's go drink at your place.
I can't.
I'm staying at a buddy's place. And, you know, they're going to be up in, like, you know, 2 hours because, like, we're degenerately drinking at 4. So we just had to kind of call it a night.
Damn it. Your babies would be so beautiful. There's.
Okay, but sex. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay,
let's go through
DMs
right now.
I think I'm on the internet. But it's a lot of bachelorette parties that come to Charleston. Charleston's like a hot
big
spot.
Hub, right.
And, you know, we were talking about Craig earlier. I've gotten 2 in the past month being like, can you hook it up with Craig? And I'm like, for your own sake, no. For your own benefit, just like.
But.
I don't know why.
Could you? Could you hook it up for Craig?
It's definitely interesting. And like, I find it funny, you know, to check my DMs. You know, like, I'll wake up in the morning and there's always new stuff. Like, oh, my God. You're in, you know, New York. Let's you know, meet up for a drink. And it's like, on what planet do you think that I'm going to like accept this and be like, perfect, let's. But actually, I have done it before, so maybe you should shoot your shot, because I was bored, you know, one day because I was in the city for a while, and you know, people were working, and I wasn't, and I was like, okay, these two sisters, they, you know, they kind of reached out and
oh,
they
my
were
God.
Cute.
Were their names Workus, Lauren?
No,
and,
but I was with Workus at Surf Lodge the other night. I was with the Summer House crew. And
amazing.
They're fun.
Had sex with them.
What?
You had sex? No?
No.
No.
No sexy time, because her and Carl started fighting at Surf Lodge very publicly.
God damn it, Carl.
I know. And I was having this interesting conversation with Lauren, too. And, you know, last night she... was like, we're here, you know, we're getting like a casual dinner, come. And then she texted me, you know, and I was like, I can't. I have like a busy day tomorrow, you know. I can't say no. Like, I'm not good at it. Like, I'll end up back at the hotel at 4 and
right.
I'll be dragging ass
start?
All day. And she texted me and was like, good thing that you didn't, because it was a big one. And I was like, I knew it, and I'm proud of myself.
You're growing.
Yeah. Wait, what the hell was I
talking about?
Oh, these
the sister.
Two sisters. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm like, okay. And so I go to meet up with them, and, you know, they're sitting outside this, like, great people-watching spot, and, you know, they're drinking, like, a bottle of rosé, and I'm like, you know, because I was bored. I was like, all right, let's meet up with these people. And we had a really fun day. We went, like, you know, to Barcade, and we popped around a bunch. I had fun.
Awesome.
So I did meet up with a DM.
And, so DM
and had a big,
Austin.
A
DM
big
Austin.
Day of it. I had a big day of it.
Oh, I love that you did that. Taking risks.
I forgot about that, and they still hit me up.
I'm sad to leave this conversation.
I know. I could talk about this.
Bye.
Right. Yeah. Can we talk about this stuff?
We want to talk about your beer business. You're drinking a beer right now. You're our first guest to drink with us, but
really?
Not with us. Yeah.
Yeah. Just come what? In with the roadie.
It's just, you know, beer to me is like a very refreshing beverage. Like, you know, I can go to lunch and I have a beer and I'm like, oh. Like, when I have a long day, I think about a beer at the end of the day.
Mm.
And so then I kind of got to a point where I was like, I want to do, you know, my own.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Where is it? What's going on?
Yeah.
Does it have
well, what's
a name?
Going on is that it definitely is moving forward. And it's funny because earlier today I said it and I was like, it's so true. Like, people's past failures on the show with them trying to, you know, start things, you know, a false website and things of that nature has made me, it's like pushed me. It's like, you know, driven me like, no, it's not going to be like that. It's good. It's happening, you know, and it has to happen because A lot of wheels are in motion with it. But, you know, I just figured that it was definitely, you know, as I've been doing it, you know, I mean, I'm opening like a business. You know, people are like, oh, you know, Austin is making beer and, you know, where is it? And you're like, it takes a lot to get to this. And as I'm holding up, you know, the beer, it takes a lot to get to this, right, you know, level. Like, we can actually hold it in your hand physically. And I cannot wait. You know, I'm like really trying to figure it all out, you know, kind of by myself. I, you know, I mean, of course, like I ask friends and I run things by them. But, you know, if I'm going to be putting something out there with my name behind it, I definitely want it to be as you know, like as good as possible. Right. I mean, I know that everyone does, but yeah, there's not like a team of people doing this. It's kind of me and my brewer and, you know, some money backers, but it's kind of like, hey, you do that. And we're worried about, you know, marketing this thing. And I'm like, okay, all right. All right. I can do this. You can do this, Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned like you find advice from other people. I feel like the company you keep on the show aren't really business doing stuff.
What are you talking about, Craig?
Right. What do you mean? Craig is like about to like monopolize the pillow business.
Right. I forgot. I'm so sorry.
No. Well, look, I mean, people definitely have their hands in, you know, in different things, you know, and for everything that we can say about Craig, you know, I mean, he does own a couple homes, you know, I think that, yes, Shep has his hands in a couple, you know, different businesses around town, you know, so I think that they, you know, Shep has expressed interest, you know, and I think that Whitney has as well. You know, he was like, I would love, you know, but I kind of want to do it like
on your own,
on my own, you know, and at some point in the future, you know, I think that it'd be really cool to be like, you know, Shep or Craig, like, how about you come in, you know, and like you develop a beer of yours and then, you know, we'll name it some, you know, punny, you know, law term,
yes,
you know, or yeah, or, you know, and the same with Shep, like a beachy, you know, whatever he wants, you know, so something could be incorporated with them in the future, but at the moment, I think I'm trying to do this on my own.
Well, it's exciting.
Well, not on my own, but yeah.
No. We understand.
Yeah.
Well, are you currently on your own, or are you in a relationship?
I'm seeing somebody.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, when we're sitting up there on the reunion couch, you know, Andy was like, so, you know, this new girl. And I was like, Andy? And she hasn't hooked up with anyone on this couch. And I'm stoked.
That's awesome.
Because I couldn't say the same for Victoria.
Oh.
Who had Victoria, yes, been with?
Shep. Not like with.
Right. Just in the biblical sense?
Not in the biblical sense. No. But, you know, and like that bothered me.
Right.
I'm sure.
It did.
Color us surprised?
No. Of course not. Right. You know, and yeah, I mean, it can go vice versa, you know, too. Like, you know, not so much Craig, because I don't know if he has any sex drive, but I'm just kidding. Craig, I love you, buddy.
Well, I was just going to say, I know that you guys aren't together anymore, but we're still living in the time of the show. So to me, you're with Victoria right now. So I have some questions.
Okay, sure.
I want to know how it was you two met. Like, was it with Chelsea or was it outside of Chelsea? How did it happen?
So last year, Chelsea and I had a joint birthday party. It was my 30th and her 32nd, you know, and, you know, because her birthday is on the 13th and mine is on the 16th.
Mm.
And, you know, we kind of did the same thing this year. You know, it like fell, you know, the day after the reunion, you know, so we're like, let's all go out and celebrate, you know. So anyways, she was there. And, I remember I was like, I was in the pool with Chelsea. I was like, Chelsea. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's my friend Victoria. And like, yeah, she's beautiful. And I was like, okay, you know, and then.
So like from the get, you had the sign off.
Yeah. You know, and then I started, like, we rented this big, like, inflatable, you know, water slide for our party. And I like was making out with her, like, you know, behind the water slide. Like, you know,
so
just
romantic.
Like, yeah, right. And, you know, Chelsea saw it and was kind of like, oh, and like, you know, left. And I'm like, you know, so then we all go to the same bar because we're out on freaking Sullivan's Island and everyone goes to home team. And so we're all on home team. And I wouldn't say that we're like, you know, PDAing, but, you know, and then Chelsea was kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to go. And that was kind of, I was kind of, you know, the first place that I was like, I had no idea that she, I guess, you know, naively, you know, that she really cared. I didn't know.
Yeah, is it weird watching now? Because I think to all of us, we're, it's like, clear. It's so obvious.
Yeah, you and everyone else apparently. Everyone yes. wants to give me their two cents I'm about sure. how Chelsea and I are meant to be together and that I have terrible friends because they don't tell me that I'm in love with her. And I just think that you know, the level of comfortability that we have around each other, you know, can easily translate to, you know, chemistry, right? And everyone's like, your chemistry is so, you know, but like I feel that way with like, you know, Naomi. You know, does that mean that I'm gonna date Naomi? You know? And I don't wanna like, you know, burst any bubbles, you know, but it was Chelsea's choice. So, you know, and then, you know, you watch and then, you know, as it's happening, I like don't see it. I don't, you know, I'm like, oh, we're just friends. Then you watch back and it's like, yeah, like you were grabbing on me. And I was like, like very flirty and like, you know, yeah, you know, and like she even like admits it, you know, and she's like, yeah, I rewatching it. It looks like I'm all over you. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It does.
But looking back now, is it like I see it now, but none of those feelings come back? You're in a different place?
Yeah, I am in a different place. And I think that, you know, it's because, you know, how Chelsea said, you know, she's like, we're just in two different places of our lives. And mm-hmm. It's like I told her, I was like, I understand, like, you know, you're in bed. You live life like a grandma, you know, and I don't. And like I like to go out. But like, shouldn't it be about compromise? Like, can I get you to go out more? And can't, like, you know, you'd be like, let's, you know, be in together tonight. And I just don't think that she was willing to give that a try, you know, because she was just like, oh, you don't fit perfectly into my life, so it's not going to work. And I just don't think, you know, because with Victoria, I was like, it was like a breath of fresh air, you know, because it's like she'd get off work and be like, what do you want to do? Let's go do something. And I was like, yeah, let's go do something together. Like, cool. You know, you're my like right hand, you know, person, like, let's hang out. Yeah. And, you know, and then that turned out to not work because she's too similar to me. And, you know, so I just think it's about finding a bit of compromise. And I don't know if Chelsea was willing. It's kind of, you know, what I said to her.
Are you guys...
What are you going to do? I don't know.
Able to be still such good friends, or has it shifted?
She's you know, I feel like watching this season, I was taken aback. For sure, all the things that she had to say about me. And I thought that we were so close and like we always had, you know, each other's back. And, you know, apparently she had a lot of things to say about me. Mm-hmm. And you know, at first I was angry and I was like, you know, what the hell, Chels, you know? And then it kind of turned into disappointment where I was like, I just wish that you could have told me that you, you know, thought that like, you know, you didn't like me showing up to your house at 3 a.m., which happened, you know, one time, you know, and in my head, in my drunken head, you know, I'm out, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going out. And I'm like, do you want to wake up and be like, where's Austin? Or do you want to wake up with me in your bed? I thought that that was, you know, the right move, you right. know, and she made it seem like I did it like over and over. I'm like, that happened once. You let me know that you're not into it. So I never did it again.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wish that she could have told me that. I just, you know, now I'm some like, drunken, you know, stumbling over to your house every single night, like, let's have sex. It's just not true. And, right. You know, and she would absolutely, you know, corroborate that. I think like if she was sitting right here, you know, right now, I'd be like, you must tell the truth. Cause it's not true that I just, you know, the same thing with, you know, saying that she paid for all my meal, you know,
and so all
these things, it just like, upset me, you know, so I was like, we need to straighten this out. So I was like, you know, and then she acted all sad about it, like when the episodes would come out and she'd be like, don't be mad at me. And I was like, Chelsea, as long as you didn't say that I had like a little willy, I'm sure that we'll be good. And then she said that and I was like, actually wait, I almost would have rather you said that I had like something else going on than calling me cheap.
Right.
Very disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I want to know what happened at the reunion. Any teasers you can give us?
I guess that the interesting thing about the reunion is that you have all these people that used to date and they're forced to be in the same room together now and they're forced to interact, right? Like we can all be at like a party together and not have to interact if you don't want to, you know, but when you're at, you know, you're at the reunion, you're sitting there and you're like across from your, you know, your paramour and you have to kind of hash it all out. Yeah. And so, you know, Craig and Naomi was definitely an interesting one. Like they have this whole thing and Chelsea and I, you know, but when it was all said and done, I went over to her and I gave her a hug. Yeah. And I'm like, look, this is done. Like, let's move forward, you know? But like, if you have anything to say to me, like, I want you to say it to me, you know? And, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Well,
this was amazing.
I know.
We should keep going.
Grace keeps telling us wrap up, and we're like, no, I have more questions.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I hope that provided some insight.
Oh, it yes. Sure did. Chelsea will be calling you.
Yeah. Over the weekend, somebody talked to me or asked me, like, who is, like, the best person you ever interviewed or anything like that? And I just was like, every time I meet them, I like them even more. Mm-hmm. Or I feel like there's been people that I've been, like, on the fence about, or I thought I didn't like them. Every time I meet them in person, they're like, they become more human to me, I think. And then I like them more. Does that make sense?
That's not true for everyone for me.
Ooh. You say it and we'll bleep it. Oh.
From.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was trying to think of it because they were like, who's awful? And I was like, you know what? We always get in trouble because we're like Jack's apologists. But like, it's because when he's in the office, we're like,
you're charming.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I love everybody.
So with that said, obviously, Austin, you really made us love you. Especially in a time in the season when I wasn't sure I did.
Right. Think about what I said last week. I was like, I'm going to hold his feet to the fire, this guy. And now I'm just like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, he tried his best with Chelsea. He tried right. his best with Victoria.
And I love that he was like, I'm pissed at things that she said to me.
Yeah.
So good. If you somehow like skipped the interview and just came to this part, go back. Moving on, it's time for Rose and Thorn.
Okay, let's do Rose and Thorn.
Yes.
What was your rose this week?
My rose was absolutely Craig talking about how he's not going to get a flu shot for Cameron's baby because apparently they're a conspiracy, and he read an article once about a girl who had to walk backwards for the rest of her life.
So I was talking to Craig at the event, and we were talking about seeing Palmer.
Has he met her?
No, because he says he doesn't want to get a flu shot.
Oh, because Cameron wants everyone to have a flu shot?
He said something like he wouldn't be able to walk backwards or some shit.
What if I had to walk backwards the rest of my life because my brain's up from some crazy government shot?
Is that on YouTube?
It's a real thing.
Do you remember this? It was like a viral video in 2007.
No, I'd never heard of this. But the fact that he has, because when Austin was in, we talked about it, and he's like, he tells everyone that story. He read an article, and he tells everyone about it.
It made me upset, but I also don't get the flu shot. But not because
me neither.
I think it'll make me walk backwards. It's because every time someone gets it, 3 days later, they're like, I feel awful. I'm like, well, yeah, because you got the f***ing flu shot.
Yeah, it's a strain of the flu.
Right. What did you think was going to happen? You're literally injecting it into your body. That being said, it's going to come at us some year. We're going to be dying. It's going to be terrible. I know what my rose is now.
Okay.
It's just Sonia in general, this episode. Because first of all, she like goes against Dorinda and like wins.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Yes.
So there's that. And then I also love that she totally let Ramona have it. She's like, you seem real broken up now about your whole fight with Luann.
You seem really upset about what went down between you and Luann tonight. Really broken up over it.
Oh, my God.
She was just crying, and now she's, like, raving over the banana bread. This woman is a lunatic.
She just had so many, like, this is maybe her, like, best season ever. Like, the most clear-headed.
She's making sense. A lot of levity to the situation.
Yes. Yeah. I love her so much.
Love her.
Love you, Son.
And what was your thorn?
My thorn is Whitney and Shep drinking Cameron's breast milk.
Speaking of breastfeeding, I brought you some milk.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where is it? Bring it up.
Oh, gosh.
And Whitney's going to take a shot of it.
Will you?
Yeah, yeah. Just do a shot.
This is fresh from this morning, straight out of the teat.
Drinking breast milk, do whatever you want, but they just took to it too intensely.
But they didn't. It was like a shot.
Yeah, that's too much. Like, take a little taste, sure.
It was all
no,
just
and I don't
gross.
Think it's anti-mom. That's like, no, you shouldn't drink people's spit either.
Yeah, it just like, I had no, like, in the future, ladies, I have no desire to drink your breast milk.
Because it's coming at you left and right these days.
I meant you two in case you have children, not like random women on the street being like, here, have some. Ugh. It just grossed me out.
It's good. I like it.
My thorn was also from Southern Charm. A lot of Southern Charm here this week. It was Patricia telling Ashley, when it comes to Thomas, close your mouth and think of England.
If feminists are not going to like this word of advice, just sit there and listen. Down south, we just don't get into these issues. And as my mother used to say, keep quiet and just think of England. Make it about him.
Wasn't it close your legs? That's the original saying.
Yeah.
I looked it up because I'm like, yeah, I know that saying. What's it from? And it was like from this woman who used to write letters to her friend and was like, at night when he lies on top of me, I just open my legs and think of England. And I was like, that is so depressing.
But also, like, England? There's so many better places to think
of. That was where she was from. And so she liked to think of it and just be happy.
But close your mouth?
Meaning,
shut up.
In both things, you're doing something you don't want to do for the betterment of the relationship.
Learn something new.
Yeah. Not great, Patricia.
No, not at all.
But she did warn us. She was like, I know the feminists won't like it.
And then she's like, but look at this promise ring.
Yeah. And obviously, the real thorn.
Grace Rosen.
Well, you guys have been the rose of my last 2 years at Bravo.
We love you. We appreciate everything you've done. The podcast would not be what it is.
Seriously.
Had it not been for you. Everyone, please send Grace your well wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Give them your hand. It's your last chance.
My momentum on Instagram is just going to go down the tubes. You can find me everywhere at gross_raisin.
And also, reach out to Rachel and I because we need you now more than ever.
Yeah.
Make us feel better. We're having abandonment issues.
Ugh, Grace.
I'm at Meg Segura.
Everywhere. And I'm at Rachie Robb on Twitter and on Suspiciously Small on Instagram. Yeah.
Hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. Hashtag why, Grace, why?
Yeah. Choose how many Y's and H's you want.
You guys are going to do great. I can't wait to see where the Daily Dish goes from here. With me, with